Nearly 300 motorcyclists from Zionsville's American Legion Post 79 led a procession up I-69 to Marion National Cemetery on Saturday. They rode to honor three U.S. veterans, Private Hiram Maine, who fought in the Civil War, Private Forrest Smith, a veteran of World War I, and Leo Valdez, a corporal in World War II. The remains of these veterans have been unclaimed for decades, but the Indiana Missing in America Project brought them to their final resting place. Army veteran Bart Colvin runs the group.
It's just a very rewarding experience. They're finally getting what they deserve. And unfortunately, there's a lot more like them that need the same thing. We just got to find them.
John Valdez is the son of Corporal Leo Valdez, and he says that he has anxiously been waiting for this moment.
For the last 2 weeks, I've had butterflies in my stomach forever. I guess once you part the tears and get through all that, it was very, very heartwarming.
Funeral director Raymond Smoley says that at one point, the funeral procession was almost 10 miles long. Nearly every overpass featured police officers, firefighters, and veterans saluting the procession as they drove under. Susan Valdez, daughter of Corporal Leo Valdez, was amazed by the support of so many.
It was beautiful, and I think that it's really nice that the communities are coming together, and it's very touching how they have reached out when a member of the family has fallen.
Colvin and the Indiana Missing in America Project hopes to continue giving other missing veterans a proper farewell. In Marion, Zach Huffman, IPR News.